It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome back to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health, and we're going to visit with Nicole Peters. Nicole is the clinic nurse manager at CCM Health. Is that correct, Nicole?
Yes.
Now, your title is a lot easier to say than most of the people that I interview.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Nicole, thanks for coming on Wellness Wednesday. Before, I believe this is your first time with us.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your education and family and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I am Nicole Peters, clinic nurse manager currently at CCM Health. I've been in the healthcare field for about 13 years. Started as a CNA, moved on to an LPN and to an RN, and now into a leadership or management role. I've worked in various settings, long-term care, hospital, and a little bit of walk-in and urgent care for a little while, but then primarily in this leadership role now. I am originally from the Dawson-Boyd area, grew up there and graduated from Dawson High School, and again, have switched from, you know, different organizations and different roles, just gaining experience, and have landed over here at CCM Health and very honored and excited to work for this team. They're doing lots of wonderful things. And growth is huge over here, so yeah. Super excited about that.
Go ahead.
I have a little family, so my husband Philip and I have a daughter, Georgia, who's 2.5, and then we just had a son named Bo. He is 8 months old, so this walk-in clinic discussion is kind of hits close to home with littles, especially with some of these symptoms that we frequently see, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Good. How long have you been working with CCM Health, did you say, Nicole?
I have been with CCM Health almost 3 years, coming up here in the spring. So,
What do you like about working at CCM Health?
What I love most about working at CCM Health is the culture here. There's always, friendly faces. It's a warm, welcoming environment when you walk in the door, from patient access through moving through your visit to connecting with your peers. Everyone's a team player over here. We definitely know that's super important, and recognition is huge at CCM Health as well, which I think makes it a really enjoyable place to work. If you haven't followed us on Facebook at all, we are, you know, just rated recently through Modern Best Healthcare Best Places to Work, 9th in the nation. So super excited and honored about that. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, Nicole, what's the job responsibility of a clinic nurse manager?
Yeah, so the clinic nurse manager role primarily oversees our registered nurses, LPNs, CMAs. We have a community health worker here in the clinic, and then basically just overseeing all operations, helping with new services, education and training, a lot of quality work. That's kind of my passion area. Helping nurses succeed, help them collaborate with their provider teams, working on, like I said, quality initiatives, focusing on that patient-centered driven care. That's kind of our focus point.
Okay. Well, you wanted to talk about the clinic, the clinic there at CCM Health. I'm just going to turn the floor over to you then, Nicole, and talk a little bit about the clinic.
Yeah, so something new that's going on is our walk-in clinic is now going to be open 7 days a week. Currently, it was only open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. It will now be open still Monday through Friday, 7:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night, but now open on Saturdays and Sundays as well, 8 to 2. So essentially what's happening is our urgent care that is currently located down in our emergency department area is no longer going to be there. We're going to be just switching that over to walk-in clinics. So if you are needing to be seen for a non-emergent issue, you know, such as your cold and flu symptoms, allergic reactions, sprains or strains, minor injuries, muscle pain, earaches, rashes, vomiting, diarrhea, et cetera, abdominal pain, some things like that, you can be seen now coming in through our main entrance. This is what we've received some feedback from patients that, you know, down in the ER, just being a mom to some young kiddos myself, you know, there's some things that I bring my kiddos in that maybe are not emergent situations. Well, the atmosphere down there is definitely an emergent area. So we wanted to make it more comfortable or more suitable for handling non-emergent cases, providing like that less stressful, more comfortable setting for patients to arrive in by walking into our main entrance. Very familiar area if you do come in just for your regular clinic checkups. So you'd wait in our waiting room and would be seen right in our walk-in clinic. So access to care is super valuable as well, and will alleviate any overcrowding potentially like there used to be sometimes in our emergency department. So definitely just we want to enhance the patient experience and optimize our resources for sure.
I have a question, Nicole. You probably touched on it a little bit, but what is the difference between urgent care and walk-in clinic? What's the difference there?
Yeah, so great question. There's not terribly much difference in that. More or less, we just had it as available spot on the weekends for patients to come in on Saturdays and Sundays, 8 to 2. Essentially, there's really not terribly much difference. It's just going to be switching the wording over to walk-in. So anything outside of the walk-in clinic appropriateness would be then transferred over to our emergency room, if that was the case. So if you were to come in on a Saturday or Sunday between that 8 and 2, you know, definitely there would be an assessment done, and based on symptoms, you'd either stay in the walk-in or you'd be sent over to our emergency room to best support your needs.
Okay. Yeah, you don't see too often open Sundays. Saturdays a little bit, but Saturday and Sunday,
yeah.
that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I do want to just mention one other thing. So hours of operation, yes, generally Monday through Friday, the 7:30 to 5:30, Saturdays and Sundays, 8 to 2. However, there are some holidays, so we are closed on all major national holidays, like normal clinics. So on those days, patients will need to use the ER. However, there are some caveats. So Good Friday, we are open in the walk-in clinic 7:30 to 5:30. Christmas Eve, it's 7:30 to noon, and New Year's Eve is 7:30 to noon. All others, we would be closed, and if you were to come in, it'd be our emergency room would be available.
Okay. And the entrance to use again is the main entrance, right?
Correct. Okay. Yep, the main entrance to CCM Health.
Didn't you just do some reconstruction there?
Mm-hmm.
Inside there, yeah.
Yeah, we just remodeled our, really the whole core of our building. We expanded our clinic into our former medical record space, or HIM space. We wanted to make it a little bit more ease of access for patients when they walk in. You register, it's right there when you walk in, and then there's a straight shot right back to where our lab is, our imaging, et cetera, so patients don't have to walk around anymore.
Okay.
And we're growing, so we grew into a new space already, and that's kind of our walk-in clinic, our specialty clinic, et cetera. So.
Yeah, a lot of exciting things happening at CCM Health, isn't there, Nicole?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. It's definitely a fun environment to be in.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention, Nicole, or did we cover about everything?
No, I think this is good. Okay. Yeah, we just want to encourage patients to give us a call if you have any questions, and we'd be happy to see you.
All right. Well, thanks, Nicole, for all the information there on the walk-in clinic at CCM Health.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, you have a good Christmas, too. Merry Christmas.
You as well. Thank you.
That's Nicole Peters, clinic nurse manager at CCM Health, and it's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.